In conversation with Uaisí Fógarty on Radio Kerry.
Hello there, you're very welcome to the programme. Uaisí Fógarty as usual with you until 7 o'clock. If you'd like to contact the programme, we'd like to hear from you. You can text us now on 083-300-3300. Well, last year I was in conversation with a group of men from the United Nations Veterans Association, a fascinating programme, and I want to thank those men who came in, and we really appreciate it. Next week I'll have another special guest in the studio, a Kerry man who's just been appointed as the overall boss of the Special Olympics for the whole of Europe, would you believe? It's a massive job, a huge job. He'll be coming in to me. Dennis Doolin is his name, from just outside Killarney. He'll be coming in next week to talk about his new position in the Special Olympics in Europe. But tonight, I'm delighted to have as my guest tonight a man who was, of course, Radio Kerry is celebrating their 21st birthday this year. And I know in Terrace Talk and in this programme, I'll be reviewing various parts and parcels of the 21 years of Radio Kerry. But tonight, I'm delighted to be joined in studio by a man who was there from the very first day when the ball was thrown in 1990. He was head of sport in Radio Kerry from 1990 to 2004 when he retired. He was the man who initiated what you know as Radio Kerry Sport today. And I'm really looking forward to finding out what it was all about. He's an old friend of mine. He's actually the man who actually kicked me off in radio. And I always thank him for that, who started me off with a simple telephone call by saying, "Will you give me 60 seconds of your time?" Seamus O'Mahony, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you indeed, Wee Shane. I'm delighted to be here. The only thing I'm regretting is that I'm not celebrating my 21st year.
Seamus, I must say at the very start, you rang me one day and said, "Will you give me 60 seconds of a match, the Leeds and the playing?" And you said to me, "Start with the score and finish with the score. That's all I want you to do."
Right, yes, I remember that way, Shane. Well, things have worked out great, thanks be to God for you. Went for Radio Kerry since that day, 1998, 21 years ago. But I suppose, Wee Shane, the one thing we must remember, you know, when that started, there was no mobile phones, no computers like you have now. There was absolutely no text messages. In other words, everything was done on a phone line. The phone line was the main thing, you know. And even recording stuff, or Moranson, as Liam Higgins says, the curse of everybody. Liam, God rest his soul, hated Moranson. I didn't like them myself. But that's the way it was.
What and was a Moranson? Explain to our listeners who wouldn't know.
It was a recording device with all of these too many buttons.
There was a load of buttons.
A load of buttons on it, you know. And you were trying to, if you took a Moranson to record something, and you could actually forget to press a button. You mightn't stop it, you mightn't start it, but that's the way it was, and you were running and racing. But the first day we started, actually, Liam was here, Liam Higgins, and I. We were the only two doing the sport at that time. And, well, when Liam departed to go back to school to teach, he said to me, "Look, it's all yours," and that's how the whole thing started. But the one thing we see worth remembering about, from 1990 to 1997, we used to call them the heartbreak years, because in that period, the Kerry senior footballers had not won an All-Ireland. And, you know, Liam said to me, we must be the jinx of the whole thing on that scene, that we didn't win an All-Ireland. Now, we won a minor 94, and it was a great day in Croke Park for Liam. But up to then, like, it was the one thing that we were really hoping, because, let's face it, Uaisí, that would have given you a massive boost to listenership. As you know, Kerry is, there's a lot of sport in Kerry, and always will be. You have every kind of sport, and we try to give every sport a fair crack at the whip. But not winning a senior All-Ireland, well, then it happened in 1997. And, you know, after being beaten by Down in a semi-final in 91, you were waiting still 6 years, but that will never, I never forget that scene.
Barney period, it was tough on the radio just after starting. Seamus, go right back to the first day.
Right.
Who was here then? Who were the people that were involved in Radio Kerry that very first day?
Well,
and where were you positioned? You weren't here.
No, we were down in the square. But as I said, it was only Liam and I on sport. Now, we were so intensified with what we were trying to do that day, where you were running and racing and getting results from various PROs. It was a kind of scatter thing, Uaisí. Now, the exact, you will exactly make up with the personnel in other departments, we should, I'd be hazy on that.
Yep.
And why one mention, I might leave somebody out, but I would remember that day, you know. And I remember doing a match on the sports field on that Sunday, and it was being done on phone, we should, you know, I had to go across the road to get a house in Borderby, one of the houses in Urban Terrace in Borderby Cross there, and, you know, do a half-time and a full-time from there.
Your head,
yeah. And actually, if I might remember another time, I was, you know, that first day, we'd say a week on from that, I had to go down Connolly Park, the Stacks were playing, and I was doing a match. And I always crossed the road. Before the match started, I went over to see a lady, and I know him as always, Frankie the Postman, and his wife. They just said, okay, no problem. And I did the report on that match from Connolly Park in a house, half-time and full-time. Now, Liam, actually, for a certain period of time after that, Liam Higgins was the same. Liam could have to go to a match in Killoughlin, we'd say, to J.P. O'Sullivan Park. Liam would have to make the arrangements beforehand with somebody that he'd go into the house and make a half.
I remember doing it myself once or twice across the road and going into a lady in there, and she was very kindly looking for
You know, Liam did it from all over the county. Yeah. And now you could be cut out, and you know that in a field where, let's be honest, that everyone wouldn't have a phone in their house at that time. Like, I know it was 21 years ago, and people said, you're sure. But that, actually, Liam said to me at that time that, you know, the people were great to give us the right to go into their house and make those reports.
Had you a perception, Seamus, of what kind of a sports station Radio Kerry should be and what kind of a programme you wanted to run? And how long were you on the air? And give us an idea of your week.
Well, we see the week would be, it was 7 days a week, actually. You were on 7 days. And the big breakthrough, I think, that came in sport for Radio Kerry is when Lee Strand, Bill Kennedy was instrumental in it, in sponsoring Saturday and Sunday sport. It began to get a bit of shape into it. Up to that kind, it was, you had your sports bulletin in the morning at 8:30, you had 1 o'clock, and then you had again 5:45. But there'd be other programmes, we see, that at the time, you would have to maybe run a special for an All-Ireland final or a Munster final on a Friday night, and you would have a lot of studio guests in, and that's the way it was. Like, it went on that way for about 4 years, like 7 days. Well, Joe arrived in the scene, then Joe started actually in Radio Kerry around 14, 15 years of age.
Now, Joe is your son, Joe Mahoney, who's the head of sport at the moment.
Yeah. Well, he was a great help when he came in, because he loves sport and has a great knowledge of it. But what I wanted to do, we are a Gaelic football county, but you could not leave other sports, you know, out. You know, so, like, when we started, Eamon O'Sullivan was peer over to Kerry County Board. Eamon used to do a round-up of a Sunday around 5:30. Mutt Murphy would do a round-up on soccer around 5:45. Now, we went on till 7 some Saturdays, and some Sundays and Saturdays, and those times you had, as I said, Mutt with the soccer. Timmy Sheen was very helpful. And talking about Timmy Sheen, there was one thing that stands out in my mind. We did a hurling final from the Austin Stack Park in Tralee, and I often think back on it. It was, you know, up in a scaffolding. The scaffolding was put up. I'm trying to think of the year now, Wishy. It was actually, I think it was around 1992. And around that time, you know, as I said, we were up in the scaffolding. To me, she was handing me up pieces of paper, watching scores and all that. But it was a fine day. And if by any chance, Wishy, there was a breeze, I wouldn't be talking to you today, because I'm sure that scaffolding would have gone down. But that's the way it was. And, you know, I think that that final, Wishy, if my memory serves me right, I think it was Ballydough playing against Kenmare, and Ballydough won it. As far as I know now, I wouldn't be absolutely very clear on that one, but that was, you know, that's the way it was when you started off. That was around 91, I'd say, around that period.
Who else were involved, Seamus, in the various sports that helped you and that were going out reporting for you? Because you had to round up people. You had to round up people who knew what it was all about, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, you had to try and get people in that knew things, that knew their sport and loved their sport.
Yeah.
And that was it. I mean, you had Patsy Lynch was doing Greyhound Sport. start. Patsy did coursing. He did Tralee Greyhound track for us. Pat Griffin at that stage would do racing for us. Joe Wallace did a couple of, that's Joe from Arfert. Joe gave a hand. Tom O'Donoghue was doing athletics. That's Tom from way down South Kerry. You'd Sean Barry on the score gave us a hand.
That's not Tom Donoghue now from Guineagwilla by name.
That's Tom. That's
from Guineagwilla, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And he's still doing it.
Yeah, I often hear him, yeah.
He's still doing it.
Sean Barry of Onascall, he was give us a hand.
And he also broadcast some matches.
He did,
didn't he?
And you had in, you know, people like Dan Welsh, the PR of Kenzara, he's very helpful. Ger White, remember Ger? Ger was vice chairman, I think, at the Kerry County Board at one stage. He did a couple of things. So Paddy Brown of Dingle was very helpful. And of course, you had in Tig Moriarty from Listowel Cycling. You had Ger Welsh was doing a bit of golf for us. David Cassan, of course, Dave, that's was, we'll say, involved in the community games.
No, Seamus, I'm going to stop you there a minute now. Community games.
Right.
Because we're not going to gloss over. David Cassan was involved in the community games. And you, as the head of sport on Radio Kerry, oversaw Radio Kerry to win. Correct me if I'm wrong. Was it 10 best local radio stations awards in the 32 counties for covering community games? 10 in a row. That must be a world record. Is that right?
It is. That's it, Weeshie. But it was a privilege to do it. And I believe that, you know, where all your sport is concerned, no matter what you're involved in sport, the youth must get a bit of time. So, you know, it was great to have a lot of people
to win it 10 years in a row, Seamus.
Yeah, it was.
A national award
it 10
years in a row for covering. That was a credit to everyone involved.
Oh, it was great. We should win it, you know. And just go back then, we should, to 1997, if I may, you know, after all the hard years. The jinx was broken, as you remember. We won that against Mayo. It was Morris Fitzgerald's great All-Ireland. But on the scene, you know, like Johnny Crowley was there, Declan O'Keefe, Seamus Minan, Dara, William Kirby, Liam had. But the whole thing about that, Weeshie, that stands out in my mind, and when you asked me to come on tonight, this is, the match was one thing, but I was on stage in Dinny Street when that team came down, and I looked up Dinny Street, and I could not believe the crowd, because I had done them from 75 right up till 86 with the great years coming. We know great years with the teams coming. And I couldn't believe the crowd, Weeshie. It was absolutely unbelievable.
County were starved, as you said,
as I said. But it was as if it was our first All-Ireland, and Paddy O'Shea was in charge of that team. Fair play to it. That was the jinx buried at that time, but that's the one thing that always stands out in my mind.
What's your first choice of music?
Well, Weeshie, I tell you, one of my first choice, I'm going back to this is the Skiffle Sessions, actually, Weeshie. It was recorded in Belfast in the last few years. Lonnie Donegan is dead now, but it was Van Morrison, Chris Barber and Lonnie Donegan. And you know, this is the Midnight Special, and I'm playing this very specially for a crowd that call themselves the Bally Boys, because some of these fellas never go to bed.
Seamus, good stuff. Sit back, folks. 083-300-3300 if you want to text us. We're going down memory lane with Seamus O'Mahony. His memory is even better than it was when he was head of sports here in Radio Kerry. He's bringing us back to the years. David O'Donoghue's on sound tonight, as always, in conversation. Sit back and listen to this, because it's beautiful stuff.
Well, you wake up in the morning when the ding-dong rings. Go over to the table, see the same old thing. Not my fork up on the table, nothing in my pan. Say anything about it, I get in trouble with the man. Let a midnight special shine a light on me. Let a midnight special shine a love light on me.
If you ever go to Houston, oh, but you better walk right. You better not stag on, and you better not fight. Oh, the sheriff gonna arrest you, gonna carry you down. And if the jury find you guilty, your penitentiary bound.
But let me not special, shine a light on me. Let me not special, shine a look light on me.
Let me not special.
You're the calmest Rosie. Yeah. How the world do you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know about April.
Oh, yeah.
Really dressy.
midnight special. Shine a light on me. Play a midnight special. Shine a love and light on me.
In conversation with Wishy Fogarty on Radio Kerry.
Yes, indeed, you're very welcome back to the programme, 0833 300 3300. I'm talking to Seamus O'Mahony, who was head of sport from 1990 to 2004. Well, we're celebrating Radio Kerry's 21st birthday, this their year. Well done, Seamus, you gave great service to Radio Kerry listeners. Thanks for the memories. That's Jack in SD. I presume that's the great Jack Hennessy.
Yeah, Jack was a great spy, great man too, always gave me great help. You know, he was. And even when I'm thinking of Jack, I think too of Billy Enright out in North Kerry. Billy was another man that gave me great help, you know.
Good stuff. Can you ask Seamus what soccer team does he follow?
Well,
Dennis is the man.
I think they all know my soccer team. Well, Shamrock Rovers here at home, we share, and Manchester United, of course.
Seamus, myself.
Cross Channel.
That's right. Seamus, the late Seamus Murphy, the great Kerry footballer.
Yeah, yeah.
And the late Timmy Griffin, two men who have passed their eternal reward. They were also on your team of reporters.
Well, Seamus Murphy never did a report for me, actually, Weeshie, but I used to meet Seamus was doing the agricultural programme, and he used to come in. I'd meet him before, or I'd go on here, or vice versa. He was a gentleman, Weeshie, and he was. You could throw a question at Seamus, and he'd have an answer for you, you know, if you were short of a team member or something like that. Of course, Timmy was great. Timmy Griffin, as I said, Timmy did community games, he did racing for me, he did GA for me, he did soccer for me. He was a great, great man.
God knew everything, Seamus.
He did. He had very great attention. Timmy was a very, very intelligent man, you know. He was, really. And he was a gift, though. He was a gift, Weeshie, because you could ask Timmy to do anything and he would do it. There was no humming and hawing. You would ask him to do any match or do anything. He just did it.
Athletics was his...
He loved athletics as well.
Talking about athletics, the great athletes went through Radio Kerry lines, Seamus and you.
Well, the great Gillian O'Sullivan Killarney, lady, and she did as proud of me, you could say, a world championship gold medal, or a silver medal, rather. And John Lennon, the great John Lennon, the hill running, like, there's a story there.
Believable man.
Yeah, but Timmy Griffin, we used to, as you know, he won the world championship, but Timmy used to have to go to Cairn Toole. No phones again. And can you imagine there isn't a phone line within... we'll say miles of Cairn Toole, so he used to have to actually get into the car when they go up the mountain and give me what weight went when they were going up the mountain, go back and do the same thing when they were coming down the mountain. Mm-hmm. But that's it. Now, we had royalty on Radio Kerry, you know.
Sarah Ferguson.
Sarah Ferguson.
How did you get her on?
Well, I'll tell you now what happened. The late Bob Murphy, the Imperial Hotel, Bob was into gymkhanas and the show jumping and the horses and all that. So one day, Bob rang Radio Kerry, asked me, and he said, Seamus, he says, we've a gymkhana here above in Ballymullen, he says, and there'll be a very special guest, Sarah Ferguson, is coming over because she was into the horses. So I said, fair enough. So he said to me, will you send somebody up? So I came out to Joe Stack, that's Joe Nowers on RT Sport, and I asked Joe, would he go up? And I told him, and Joe started smiling. Joe thought it was a hot ball, we'll say, that she wasn't there. But he did. He went up and he got about 15 minutes with her. You know, and it was nice at the time. Now, that's Jim Cairns. We're talking about racing. Oh, we see, when we started, we had racing Tralee, Killarney and Listowel, and it was a bit... let's say it was, you know, depending on phone lines and getting the racing right and bringing it all in time. But I remember one particular evening in Tralee, we were doing racing and we were wrapping up, and the team in the box was Padder Flanagan. That's Padder, who worked for Sky, worked with RT at the moment. It does write sort of one of the two papers. Pat Griffin was there, and yours truly. We were wrapping up after racing, and as sure as didn't a bird fly into the box, you know. Let it be a blackbird. What are them black and white ones? What are they called?
Magpies.
The magpies. And there was four magpies in the box at this stage, anyway.
They say one magpie, two, three, four. I don't know what.
Well, there was four of them, the three lads and the magpie. But anyway, what actually happened? I saw the magpie. I was on the wrapping up, and somebody started to snigger. Well, now, as you know, if you start sniggering, the whole thing, there was, of course, there was a lot of sniggering, but eventually we started laughing. But afterwards, the number of people that I met that pulled in, coming down to listen to the lads on here, we were trying to do our thing, but we were laughing at the bird in the box. But, well, it was just I hope it never happens to anyone. But another thing, Rishi, that springs to mind as well, and the late Liam Cotter, God rest his soul, 'twas a night that I don't think anyone will ever forget. The Kerry Hurlers' victory over Waterford way back in 1993. I mean, it was the first time they had won a Munster Senior Hurling Championship game for 67 years. Now, Liam was at that game, Liam Higgins, God rest his soul. And would you believe it? He was doing reports as well, and mobile phones had just appeared in the scene. But fair play to Liam when he started getting, we'll say, very close. Liam went on commentary with a mobile phone for the last 15 minutes. But that was a great happening, because no one enjoyed that more than Liam Cotter, God rest his soul.
Would that have been... It was a pity that little bit of a commentary wasn't available. Wouldn't that be classic note?
It would. It was. But there was a lot of... that wasn't just recorded. I don't know why it happened. In hindsight, it's grand to say
Were you getting free rein from the station?
Oh, you were. You were, Weishi.
Who was the boss man that time?
Dan Collins was there, Dan.
Was there anyone cutting across you saying, do this or don't do that, or you must do this?
No, they didn't actually. Dan never... He might say, you shouldn't have done that, you did, but he gave me free rein in sport to do your best. But as speaking of the Hurling thing, another one that will always stand out in my mind, do you remember the great another man that's dead, John Joe Sullivan of Ballyhig, Mr. Ballyhig, great Ballyhig men all together. But they won a county title, and it was away 1992. They defeated St. Brendan's 110-19, and that was their first time since 1946. Now, they really celebrated, Weishi, that time, you know. And 'twas a pint by a good friend of mine, Liam O'Mahony, and John Sheehan was playing in the team. But 'twas great to see Mr. Ballyhig, as I always called him, John Joe Sullivan. That will always stick out in your mind as a great happening, you know. It was great for... It was great, actually, for the station as well, because here you were... More listeners, because Ballyhig hadn't been there for so long.
Seamus, would you have been involved when Kerry won the Junior All-Ireland Championship? John Barry was playing. I met up with him last week and did a long interview with him about that. It was the first one they had won since the Senior All-Ireland way back in the 1800s. Do you remember they beat Antrim in the final here? It was the Junior All-Ireland Championship.
No, Weishi, I'd be wrong.
It was the same year Radio Kerry Open. Anyway, listen to me.
I don't think, Weishi, I think we had someone at the match doing reports, but there wouldn't be commentary on that. Like.
Before we got your next choice of music,
right?
Behind every great man, there's a better woman.
Well...
Talk to us about Mary.
Well, Mary...
from?
I'm sure she's listening. She's a Nari, as you know.
Yeah.
You know, and the funny thing, when the Naris won the title in 2002, that was their first time since 1957. And now they were delighted. But being a rockman, I was delighted with them as well, because I would have great friends outside being married to Nari, but I would have great friends above in Stranraer. One particular man that was delighted was my great friend Dennis O'Sullivan, because his son Timmy was actually on the team as well. But it was great, because speaking of that, last Sunday I ran into a man that played in that great O'Reilly's teams, 53, 54 and 50, Joe Kearns, and I was just talking to Joe.
Is Joe doing?
Joe, he's good. He's good. Yeah. I spoke to him and he was delighted to talk to me. But
he became a referee after.
He did.
Eden Croke Park.
He did against Down. That was he sent off Jim McCartan, I think.
He disallowed a goal, I think.
Yes, something like, yeah, he did, yeah. Yes. And,
come here. Mary, of course, was playing a huge part in your life.
Still is, we should.
Still
is the boss,
let me tell you.
She's the boss,
is she, yeah. So during your career in Radio Kerry, you were up early in the mornings and you'd be late out and you had broken times and everything. Oh. She was there behind you 100%.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
Who are you dedicating your next piece of music?
Well, I tell you now, there's one man above in the bonds in Tralee. His name is John Doherty. He's from Roscommon. He's sick in the bonds in Tralee. So, John, very specially for you. And indeed, Tony Russell is out now, and Tony hasn't been well at all. Tony is a great listener to Radio Kerry. He's nearly 90 now, but he hasn't been well for the past year or so. But I dedicate this one to those two people and anyone that's sick at the moment. Maybe this is for them. It's Andre Rio and his orchestra, and it's the Red Rose Cafe, we share.
083-300-3300, and I love his choices of music.
Thank you.
Action with Wishy Fogarty on Radio Kerry.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Don't forget, next Sunday you can hear Kerry and Limerick live from Croke Park, and on Terrace Talk Monday night I'll have a special panel coming in looking back at that game and other things. I'll have a special interview with David Moran, the great Kerry footballer, out injured at the moment after a big cruciate ligament operation. I caught up with him during the week, and you can hear that Monday night in Terrace Talk from 6 until 8. 21 years of Radio Kerry, Seamus O'Mahony, the former head of sport from 1990 to 2004, with my special guest. Loads of texts coming in, 083 300 3300. Well done, Seamus. Great to hear him on radio again. From Richard O'Brien, former Rocky and now member of the Legion Club. You're nephew in law. Thank you for that, Richard. Seamus put sport on the map on Radio Kerry from your great friend Tim Slattery. Tim knows all.
That's right, yes, Tim.
Tim knows all. I could listen to Seamus all day. He's fabulous, and so great to hear his lovely distinctive voice again, Gillian and Tralee. Best wishes to Seamus from Mike O'Mahony, Ratmore. And Mike was PRO for Onascall GA, from Ratmore GA, 21 years ago, and did reports for Seamus and Liam then. Thank you for that, Mike from Ratmore. I wish you best wishes to Seamus. He's a legend. I think Radio Kerry jinxed Liverpool as they haven't won the league since 1990. That's from Charles Fitzell in Belly Longford. Charles, nice one. Seamus, you've interviewed some legends down through the years. Who would be the voices, maybe dead and buried, some of them now, and
well,
alive?
There would be, really, we go with the live ones first. And Mick O'Dwyer was always great, we should say, to me in Radio Kerry. Always, you know, he's timed with Kildare, he's timed with Wick, or anyone like that he was with. He was always available, you know, and I always was, he'd always, if he wasn't there, you leave a message, he'd get back to you. But he was great. Sean Welsh, that's Sean of Cairns O'Rahilly's, often came in. Augie Moran came in to do interviews. I had Mikey Sheehan. I had Sean Welsh, the chairman of the county board, was all Sean Kelly, brought us his time as a chairman of the county board and the president. He comes, Owen Liston, Ger Powell, Tim Kennelly, Denny Long. The list is endless, Weeshie, of people coming in into radio. They were all very, we'll say, delighted to do to
I
radio.
I remember one time, Seamus, before I got to know you, listening to an interview we're doing, Tom Giga Connolly, the great Kerry captain from New York. I remember his voice coming over the airways with you.
Well, I tell you, Wishy, one Monday night, we used to have a special programme, and it could be switched to Tuesday. That's the way things were. But I had the late Jackie Power in studio, and I had Johnny Welsh, North Kerry, the great Johnny Welsh, in studio with me. And I had Tom Giga Connolly on from New York. And it was great to listen to them talking about their times. You know, you're talking about people that played in the 30s and 40s. Jackie Power Holding, Johnny Welch, and Tom Giga O'Connor, a legend, of course. But they were delighted to be on. But the one thing that stuck out that night, when I spoke to the late Tom Giga O'Connor, he said he was delighted to be on, as he called it, a Radio Kerry station. A Kerry station. He was delighted. But the one thing we never recorded at Weeshie was that, like. And another man that I had on, God rest his soul, I remember we did a Saturday sport, and my God, it was hairy. We did it from Garvey's pub in Dingle. But Paddy Bourne gave me about 20 minutes on that day, and, you know, it was great to hear him explaining, you know, the way it was in their time growing up. And the one thing I asked Paddy Bourne, I asked him, you know, he had seen, now we'll say, Mick O'Connell, he'd seen everybody playing football. And if you asked him who was the best, he'd always say, I remember, Seamus, there was great goalkeepers, great full-backs, great wing-backs, great centre-field. But he says the most delightful footballer that he ever saw playing the game was John Joe Putty Landers. That's, he said he'd...
You knew all the Landers, of course.
Well, I did, and I knew them. I was a great friend of Putty's, but I had never been lucky enough to see them play, you know, but he was emphatic in that. Paddy Bourne always said, if you got the ball in the back line, and he was going... John Joe was going off when Putty came off, when Paddy Bourne came on the scene, he said he'd be there, he'd be loose, you would have a man to give the ball.
I remember being at a game of my own club, Killarney Legion, in the Cairns O'Rahilly's field one day. We were playing Cairns O'Rahilly's. You were there reporting on the game. I was in the sideline. I was training our own lads. But I remember you had a big, huge a telephone. It was like a sod of turf.
And we should
have
like,
first ever mobile. It was a massive.
It was like a wet sod of turf. Yeah. They were terrible heavy, we should.
Were they the first mobile?
They were. And the thing is this, with the mobile at that time, you just had to belt away. You didn't know at times whether you would be on the air or off the air. You just have to wait and see and do your report and hope the best that it all got through. Now, God rest Liam Higgins. Liam did commentaries with the mobile phones. How he did that, Weeshie, I often was amazed. And another thing that stands out in my mind in my time, I have a photograph, I lost it. It's a photograph taken of yourself and Liam. It was definitely down in Milltown, Malby. He was standing in two chairs.
I remember.
And the sun was in your eyes and you were trying to see that match. I mean, people wouldn't believe it today. Now, another thing that happened in my time, we see, was I was doing Saturday sport in the early 90s. And I looked around and we were down in the old station. I saw guards passing and coming in. I knew they were in the station. I didn't know what was on. But the next thing, when I went to an ad break, Pat Casey, I don't know if Pat was a guard, I don't know if Pat is dead or alive. Nice man, love man. He came in and he said, we've had a bomb scare. He said, I just came in, we've had a bomb scare, you see. So I said, fair enough, Pat. But he said, listen, everything is clear. Tis all gone. That was at 3:00. Now, I've never asked Pat what time they were told the bomb scare was. I left sitting.
Come here, Seamus, before we got your final choice of music. We know that your son, Joe Mahoney, is the head of sport here in Radio Kerry. Joe was married to a niece of the great Jimmy O'Brien.
That's right, Jimmy, the great
legendary barman in the
scene. That's right, yeah.
O'Brien.
Yeah.
Now, what other boys have you, and you have a few grandchildren? Talk to us.
Well, I have, Weeshie, God bless them all. I've Seamus is the eldest boy, and then I have two daughters. Helen is married to Helen is married to John Moore, the famous Moore's Yard, we call him that. They have three grandchildren. There's Lily. There's I'll forget the names now, and I'll be shot, you'll see. You won't have to walk and mean to know. So I mentioned Lily, I get away with that anyway. Cathy's married to Fergal. Fergal is a West Kerry man, you know, to the backbone. And they have four grandchildren, so and Joe's three. So that's in total, that's 10. But thank God, they're all very well. You know, that's the way it is. But
yeah. But Mary's the boss.
Mary, or the boss of the whole lot.
Boss of bosses, is she?
Yes, you can write it down, we should.
Boss of bosses. I know. I always love meeting Mary. Tony O'Brien, great to hear Seamus O'Mahony's dulcet tones again. It's great to hear how he's exposed his son Joe as half an Ari. What's your final choice?
Well, I would, if you said it, Joe's half an Ari. Before I go to my final choice of music, Weeshie,
yeah.
Here's one thing for you. And I get slagged and slagged over this. Now, whether it happened or not, I have no proof. But they tell me I did it. So I'm...
They
know...
They're a great crowd.
They know who they are. Yeah. But anyway, I was doing a golf report and they told me that I said, you know, there's a fella called Davis Love the Third.
There is, yeah.
Yeah, and they said I called him David Love 111. So I have to put up with that. And by the time I take my last piece of music now...
Well, they're right.
But there. When I come back, I'll have all the grandchildren's name written down so I can't get into trouble.
Yeah, what's your final piece?
My final piece... Well, now, this is for... it's from a CD called Legends.
Yeah.
And it's Charlie Pride and Help Me Make It Through the Night. Now, I'm going to dedicate this today. To all the fellas.
Today. They said this and they said that.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Here's a little song here that we recorded about 4 years ago. And we put it in our latest album. I kind of like it. It's another one of those heart songs I'd like to do for you. It's like this. Take the ribbons from your hair. Shake it loose, let it fall. Land soft against my skin, like the shadows on the wall. Oh, come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. So help me make it through the night. I don't care for trying or wrong. I don't try to understand. Let the devil. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out.
other side. It's so sad to be alone. So help me make it through the night.
In conversation with Wishy Fogarty on Radio Kerry.
We're very welcome back to the final part of the programme. Seamus O'Mahony is my guest. Don't forget Terrace Talk Monday night. I'll have a top-class panel in reviewing, and you'll get all the stats of the game next Monday night. Don't forget that. Seamus, you remembered those grandchildren.
I did. Rory, Kieran, Niall, Holly. And then we've Amy, Kira, Luke, and Lily, Ben, and Alex. So I just say to them all, hi, lads.
You have yourself covered there.
Covered there,
well
no.
Done, well done. And you're not getting Alzheimer's, like you said.
Because no. Because thanks to God.
Because if you were, you couldn't remember what you were getting.
Yes, exactly.
Seamus, come here. You're a Tralee man, born and bred.
Yes.
Tell me about your mum and dad. Were they Tralee?
My dad was Sneem. My mother actually came from County Clare, but my dad was Sneem. My dad lived in Sneem.
How many were in the family?
Three. I had two brothers.
Yeah.
They both died very young. One was 9 months, the other was 4.5 years, David and John.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on both of them. You were deeply involved in athletics yourself. You were a great sportsman yourself. And
yes, I enjoyed athletics. I ran with St. John's Athletic Club. I ran with Cairns O'Rahilly's, you know, and way back in the 50s. And with the Green School, of course, as well then. You know, won a couple of county championships, going to school.
What are your passions outside radio, Seamus? I know you read a lot, you listen a lot of lovely music. Your choice of music is fabulous.
Yeah, well, what I really I do a small bit of gardening. I love it, Weishi, because you learn everything. You meet people and learn everything. For instance, I never knew that roses fought. Never knew. I'm sure you didn't either.
After learning something.
Yes, the roses actually
fought. But every time I meet you, I learn something.
I like that. Of course, I enjoyed a few pints. We shared a crack with the lads and talking about we'll have great crack now next weekend, of course, the Monday after all the games, you know.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Now, who's the best Kerry football you ever saw?
Well, the most stylish Kerry footballer I ever saw, the greatest exponent of Gaelic games would have to be Mick O'Connell.
What was the best game you ever saw, Seamus?
Oh, I'd say we shan't going to say that the Stacks winning the county final in 1973. That will always stand out, you know.
Yeah.
That would be great. Well, that will stand out as a great
your
memory.
Your favourite sporting memory? You follow all sports.
My favourite sporting memory would be that, to be honest with you. You know, that would stand out because the Stacks hadn't won it since 1936 and you'd be born on the rock, you'd be listening to the great teams and all of a sudden...
Looking back over your radio career, Seamus, what was your favourite memory, your one favourite memory?
As I said, Weishi, the 1997 homecoming, I'll never forget it.
You wanted to say something else there?
Well, no, I was just thinking, you know, the people that have... The one thing during the radio that happened was the death of Liam Higgins's brother, Dennis. That was very, very sad indeed, you know. And then another man was here with us, Joe Riley, and, you know, John Buckley passed on. But the one thing then was that I was just gone from the radio when Liam got sick. And that I found, I'm not being smart, I don't think a week passes that I don't remember Liam Higgins.
What a way to finish up. Yeah. And of course, your son, Joe Mahoney, and Gary O'Sullivan, both of them now running Radio Kerry Sports.
And doing a great job with
you.
And
doing a great job. And you handed it over to them. Seamus, David was on sound tonight. As you said, Liam Higgins, we're always thinking about him because he was a unique person. Come here, Seamus. Listen to me, it was great having you in tonight. I could have done another hour with you, really.
I hope they were listening.
Listen to me, thanks for all you've done for Radio Kerry.
Yeah,
and you launched it off, and it has now been heard all over the world.
Good.
And well done, Seamus.
Thank you, Wishy Fogarty. Thank you.